Joining us now in our studio, we have a couple of special guests coming up this weekend. It's prom at Northfield High School. And we have a couple of the co-chairs from the Safe and Sober Prom Committee from the Rice County, Northfield Alliance for Substance Abuse Prevention. We have Carolyn Livingston and Carter Steenblok joining us right now. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you for having us. Thanks.
Yeah, first of all, let's talk that, boy, it's prom already. Is it my imagination? Is it a little bit early this year? Are we getting a good start, a head start on the prom?
It seems a little bit early, I think, particularly given the weather, but it's about right. The timing is about right.
All right. The weather, hopefully, for this Saturday looks kind of iffy right now, but I think things will go well. I think you're going to be all right. Carter, are you a junior this year, did you say?
Yeah, I'm a junior this year.
Okay. Let's tell us the goal of the committee that you two are goal sharing.
Well, our goal is to promote Be Safe, Be Sober, where just people are pledging to not drink, be safe, and just stay safe over the celebration period.
Mm-hmm. Now, will you be going to the prom? Or
yes, I will.
You have too many things to do with this.
I will be going to prom.
All right. Well, I'm sure you're looking forward to it. This is your junior year, so it'll be your first prom?
Yes.
All right. Carolyn, could you maybe tell us a little bit more about the program and what you have been working on for the last, I don't know, how long, when did you start with this campaign?
Well, we started, this is an annual campaign for our group, and we are enthusiastic about the fact that we continue to have in-person proms and so are excited about this. You know, really the purpose of this campaign is we want our young people but also our parents to make good choices. And a part of making good choices is we want them to, as Carter said, be safe in all of the decisions that they make, be sober. And the committee has been working very actively on promotion with parents and families and with the schools as well.
How has the response been to that so far? Has it been pretty positive?
The response annually is quite popular. Mm-hmm. I think that our young people know that this is an exciting time. They get to dress up and look their best, but also knowing that looking their best means being their best. And so we continue to get enthusiastic response, and there's also some events that take place with the Be Safe, Be Sober campaign that Carter may want to talk about.
Yeah, Carter, tell us about those.
Right now at school, we're doing a little booth where we have people sign pledges. You have stickers, little keychains. And so we'll put the pledges up around school so people can see them. And basically just saying, like, I'm not going to drink or do anything bad and be safe throughout this prom season.
All right. Has there been a pretty good response among the rank and file students, the ones going to the prom?
So far, yeah.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Are you? I would imagine you're probably working or helping promote the after prom party a little bit. Tell
yes.
us about that.
Right now, we just have posters up around mm-hmm. school saying what time it is, how much it costs to go in, basically kind of like what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Where will that be at? Is that?
It's at the Dundas Dome.
At the Dundas Dome yeah. this year. Okay. Is that different? Did they do that at the Dome last year?
We did not do it at the Dome last year.
Okay. All right. Once again, we are talking with a couple of members, or the two co-chairs of the Safe and Sober Prom Committee from the Northfield Alliance for Substance Abuse Prevention. That is a mouthful. We're talking with Carter Steenblok and Carolyn Livingston. What else do we need to know about the group?
The group is quite active. We are a group of community members who a good bit of us have students in the Northfield school system, and we care deeply about their good choices, particularly around alcohol and other drugs. And so there are things that we do during the year, everything from posters that we, mailings that we send out to parents and families about talking with their children about what they see, what they hear, and making informed decisions. We also do the Night to Unite, our big sponsors of that during the during the year as well, which is a huge community response from a lot of people. And so a lot of mailings, a lot of posters, and a lot of encouraging our students to do the right thing, mm-hmm. and parents as well.
All right. And how many of the young people, the students, are involved with the campaign for prom?
There's 3 students on the board that are involved with it, mm-hmm. that I know of.
All right. Well, you could probably throw out some names there if there's just 3.
The one whose name I do know is Sam Boardman.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then Daya.
All right. Well, that's a good campaign. Are you, the prom starts at, doesn't it start like at 3 o'clock or something, like early in the afternoon?
Yeah, the Grand March is at 3, mm-hmm. and then the actual prom starts at 8, and then the after prom party starts at midnight.
Are there some activities that happen between 3 and 8? Do you just go home or?
Just go home, eat dinner, mm-hmm. hang out with your friends before you go to the prom.
All right.
Well, makes for a long day.
Sounds like a fun day, though. And Carolyn, do you have kids involved with that?
No, my kids aren't old enough to go to the prom, but I will eventually have 3 that would like to go to a prom.
All right. Well, you can start prepping them now.
I sure can.
Is there anything else we should know about your program or about the prom this year?
I think the program, we're always looking for active and engaged volunteers to be a part of this. Some of us have been with this group for a really long time, and we really want to promote positive messages. And again, helping keep our parents and families informed about the risk and dangers of substance abuse or overuse. And so we're just a group of community folks who care deeply about young folks and helping them make good choices.
Does the Northfield Alliance for Substance Abuse Prevention, do they have a website, or do you have a place where people can go to find out a little more information?
They sure can. If you Google it, you'll be able to find it. And the HCI Healthy Communities Initiatives, that's where it's placed.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. Have a wonderful time at prom, Carter. Have a good time. Stay out of trouble, of course. And enjoy yourself. It'll be a memorable night.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Thanks for coming in. Once again, that's Carolyn Livingston along with Carter Steenblok. Prom coming up this Saturday here in Northfield. Got Rich standing by with local news, and coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have a John Olson, National Security This Week. He'll talk with a couple of gentlemen who have gone to Saudi Arabia recently with a group called the Middle East Policy Institute. And we're going to find out more about Saudi Arabia and what they found out coming up at the top of the hour.